The Nine Ways of Prayer of St. Dominic. The Sixth Way of Prayer. Our Holy Father, St. Dominic, was also seen to pray standing erect, with his hands and arms outstretched forcefully in the form of a cross. He prayed in this way when God, through his supplications, raised to life the boy Napoleon in the sacristy of the Church of St. Sixtus in Rome, and when he was raised from the ground at celebration of Mass, as the good and holy Sister Cecilia, who was present with many other people and saw him, narrates. He was like Elias, who stretched himself out and lay upon the widow's son when he raised him to life. In a similar manner, he prayed near Toulouse when he delivered the group of English pilgrims from danger of drowning in the river. Our Lord prayed thus while hanging on the cross, that is, with his hands and arms extended, and, with a loud cry and tears, he was heard because of his reverent submission. Nor did the holy man Dominic resort to this manner of praying unless he was inspired by God to know that something great and marvelous was to come about through the power of his prayer. Although he did not forbid the brethren to pray in this way, neither did he encourage them to do so. We do not know what he said when he stood with his hands and arms extended in the form of a cross and raised the boy to life. Perhaps it was those words of Elias, "O Lord, my God, let the soul of this child, I beseech thee, return to his body." He certainly followed the prophet's exterior manner in his prayers on that occasion. The friars and sisters, however, as well as the nobles and cardinals and all others present, were so struck by this most unusual and astonishing way of prayer that they failed to remember the words he spoke. Afterwards, they did not feel free to ask Dominic about these matters, because this holy and remarkable man inspired them in a great sense of awe and reverence by reason of the miracle. In a grave and mature manner, he would slowly pronounce the words in the Psalter which mention this way of prayer. He used to say attentively, "O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried in the day and in the night before thee." As far as that verse, "All the day I have cried to thee, O Lord, I stretched out my hands to thee." Then he would add, "Hear, O Lord, my prayer, and give ear to my supplication in thy truth." He would continue the prayer to these words, "I stretch forth my hands to thee. Hear me speedily, O Lord." This example of our Father's prayer would help devout souls to appreciate more easily his great zeal and wisdom in praying thus. This is true whether, in doing so, he wished to move God in some wonderful manner through his prayer, or whether he felt through some interior inspiration that God was to move him to seek some singular grace for himself or his neighbor. He then shone with the spiritual insight of David, the ardor of Elias, the charity of Christ, and with profound devotion,